make Yarkris angry?
I am staring at my oaths right now. Not even lying. I have the character sheet up, ready to change my oath.
Look, you can go Broken Paladin. That would be kind of rad.
I am already a Broken Paladin.
To be fair, we're playing D&D character sheet.
Shatter. Oh no, I opened two screens. One's the character sheet as is. The other one is where I changed my oaths.
Look, it was just a dream. I'm sure that Eric is probably fine.
Yeah, so, DM, I was gonna ask. I know I'm not good at the remembering. Does Thalia actually have any powers? Like, controlling the sea, specifically?
You don't know.
Like, I'm sure there's a spell that's, like, summon storm or whatever. But, like, she got regular magic. She's not, like, fucking Poseidon over here, right?
By the way, I'll be testing that assumption at my earliest convenience.
Yeah, you don't know what kind of magic she has. You know that she is probably a lich. In fact, I think you guys actually know that she's a lich.
Oh yeah, I'm quite fucking certain she's a lich.
Alright.
Alright, so I'm guessing we all wake up?
Yeah, so you all wake up. Some of you a little more well-rested than others.
I am pissed.
What do you do? Pissed?
Well, first I hold onto the stone in my hand very tightly, and it's probably going off and repeating itself multiple times while I head down to the kitchen.
Okay. Are you all, who all's down in the kitchen?
I was going to say, you find Trevok raiding whatever sort of, like, bar that they have, and he's kind of making, like, just making, like, mimosas, I guess?
Yeah, breakfast beer.
Because I don't want to come across as, like, an alcoholic, so probably mimosas, then.
How about a Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary me.
Sure, look, we probably have a garden, right?
The holiest of all drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, drinking it out of the tankard, as all good drinks should be.
Bloody Mary, blessed are you among cocktails.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing in the morning? David and Rose.
I am furiously cooking.
I was going to say, David and Rose were probably getting ready to start breakfast, so you can either kick them out of the kitchen or help them.
I have taken over head chef.
Okay, that is
they
fair.
They will be sous chef.
They
it
accept
is time
that.
For angry cooking.
We are making muffins, and it's going to be like a full-course breakfast-type deal.
Oh.
There's going to be muffins, pancakes, bacon, sausage.
Sounds fun. Sounds tasty.
Hand-grinded sausage at that.
Okay. All right. The day is yours. You guys are free. I would say that you guys can either leave today, or you can go tomorrow to go to head out to Evereska. It is up to you.
Is there any other planning we need to do?
Well, Vero said that he can teleport you to a safe house outside of Evereska, and then you can take the escape tunnels into Evereska, and that's how you're going to sneak in.
Before I am done cooking, I call for Victor.
Dirk goes, what's up, buddy?
You have a certain skill that you've used many times. I've noticed it at least once. You're able to contact somebody that's an extreme long distance away.
Yep, yeah, sure can.
I just need confirmation. Eoric is still okay.
What's going on, buddy? You got reason to think might not be?
I had a visitor last night.
Okay.
Not-so-kind type of visitor. I think Thalia decided to visit me.
Oh, fuck her.
And made a threat against Eoric.
Yeah, she threatened Charlie at Pond. It doesn't seem like her threat's immediate. Yeah, sure, I can back.
Appreciate it.
And I guess I'll cast Sending to Eoric. Hey, this is probably a weird question, and you don't really know me that well, but are you still alive and fine?
Okay, now before I answer that, I need everybody to roll me 3 d20s.
I don't like where this is going.
I don't love what I rolled.
Let's go 10, 7, 5.
10, 12, 15.
A 4 and a 14, so I got...
Did any of us roll well?
I've got a wide range here. A 5, a 13, and a nat 20.
7, 3, 6 for Trevok, and I'm going to roll for Charlie.
No, it's fine. Give me a tray and die.
Okay.
Okay,
7,
sorry.
736 for me.
736?
Yep, and we'll report back on Charlie once I grab actual dice, because I've been chastised.
Saleya, what did you get?
10, 12, and 15.
And Octo, what did you get?
10, 7, 5.
And then I need to know what Charlie got.
And the whole group died.
Game over!
Why do I have anxiety right now?
That nat 20's got to count for something, right?
God, I hope so.
18, 13, 15 for Charlie.
We're just figuring out, you know, all the boons that we're going to get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just definitely figuring out.
So, how many of your loved ones are going to die?
Next thing Joey says is, hey, y'all, roll a d6, or roll 3d6, and then another 3d6, and then another 3d6.
If you roll a 1, that means you get the first pick at the boon table.
Pick any legendary item of your choice.
There may be a temple visit in my future.
It's okay. If I die, I go in a ring.
That's right.
So I'm feeling okay.
Oh, man.
Wait, you die what?
My soul gets trapped in my ring of mind shielding.
Oh.
This is crazy. Okay. So
you're like, you know, saying like you go into the ring and you got a box for your life.
So you send that sending to Eric, and there is a bit of a decent pause. And then you hear him, and he sounds almost out of breath, which is weird because he's saying in his head. He's saying, yeah, I'm alive for now. Kind of really trying to concentrate. There's a storm. Message me later.
You said there's a storm, but call back later.
I am going to destroy her and everything that she stands for.
Oh yeah, she's a right bitch.
There's not going to be a thing left of her when I get done.
Again, not the first person who's made that claim against her. I mean, I might have prior dibs, but I'm willing to give them up if, never mind, I'm going to say the next thing that came to mind.
Okay, we can each flay off a piece of her skin, okay?
So
there's enough Thalia for us all to torture.
Answer unsure, try again later. Sometimes the dice just like to tell a story, you guys.
Look, Yark, you know she killed my brother, right? Like,
so this Elzafuck guy, I have a lot of pent-up rage.
I'm pretty sure he's Saleya's property at the point, but, you know, we can help.
Yeah, you hold him, Yorkris, while I do things.
Anybody up for fire pie?
Oh, that's right. Are you guys eating pie for breakfast?
Is that what it's called when a dragonborn... Never mind.
No, that comes out of his mouth, not down there.
Oh...
Yes, we would like fire pie.
That's a whole different kind of breath weapon.
Yep. While Yarkris is dying and all this is going on, Treyvok woke up and is having a real Bruce Banner moment. And just... I was going to say, this can be a very quick thing. It doesn't have to be extensive. But is there anywhere nearby, like a temple with some monks that like I might be able to meditate with and like calm myself down a bit?
There is a temple. It is a temple to Zerari and Kimbanth, but also Pelor in town, so you could go there.
Perfect. Treyvok doesn't know what any of that means, but it sounds like it might work. So he goes there and finds their pamphlet on meditation.
Right next to the sightseeing sites to see in Whitefair. Family-friendly visits.
Oh, can we take the walking tour?
So, congratulations, you made it some morning. So, your barbarian went off to meditate. What is everybody else doing? Are you taking a day, or are you going?
How much would it cost to hire every mercenary in the city?
Well, there's not that many mercenaries in the city.
How much would it cost to import mercenaries?
A lot. You would have to find them first. So, what are we doing?
We should probably get prepped again. I'd be more comfortable if we had backup, but I think we need to hurry.
Bahamut's in good standing with.
Well, I mean, you have, you know, Charlie has a new fun magical item. Y'all have exploding candles. He'll be fine.
Yes. Yeah. You know, as tough as we are, 6 people against a country.
He'll be fine. Oh, you did it once.
I say we do it. Unless Octa wants to spend all day reading. Otherwise, we should do things. It's always better to do things than not do things.
Yeah, I
mean, we're going. I'm just concerned.
Yeah.
I've got the rage that I feel it, but I still like numbers.
Hey DM, by the way, I don't know that you ever sent me like the notes on my new fun item.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, I'm dropping it in campaign images over in my... Sorry, it should go into items. My bad. So what the Kiss of the Changebringer does for Charlie is it is a wondrous item, legendary, requires attunement, obviously, and it is a beautiful glittering emerald set within a silver chain, humming with power and possibility. That part doesn't really matter. There's different lore. But it's pretty, it's silver, it has emeralds, and while the Kiss of the Changebringer is, you know, in its dormant state, now that you know that they can shift and change, you have a plus one bonus to your saving throws, and you are immune to the grappled condition while wearing it.
So she can just, like, ooze out of being grappled.
Yeah, she cannot be grappled.
That's awesome.
Charlie cannot be grappled.
You're officially Gumby Girl.
And all of her saving throws go up by one.
It comes off for sex.
So now your strength saving throw is just a zero.
I don't know, it sounds like it could get kind of wild with it on.
I just like that we're getting all the really important details out of... Yeah, I think if we're ready to go, I think it's time to go. Like, yeah, I could... If we're willing to wait 6 hours for me to read a book, that's fine, but we don't have to do that. I can read later tonight.
Having an additional plus two to your dex might be a pretty good thing to have.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, depending on how early we woke up in the morning... Let's say I woke up at like 7 or something. Then if we left at 1, then I would have a plus 2 to my dex.
Yeah, that works. Let's have you be awesome.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're waiting, and Octa's getting a plus 2 to her dex. I will make that change on my sheet. So now your dex is maxed out.
Whoops, it is. Yep. Now I just need to find something to go above 20.
Be super duper awesome. All right, so around midday, you go back to the tower and meet with...
Did we reclaim Trayvok?
I'm assuming so, yes. And
Trayvok, we've reclaimed you.
Yes. Yes, he's doing some breathing exercises up here.
Which is like, oh, you guys, now you understand how much it sucks.
You meet with Vero and Raitress and Thalros and Lyanna. You guys go over the plan one more time, and Vero tells you, so I'm going to teleport you to the safe house. It's about half an hour away from the entrance to the tunnels. You're going to go through there. The tunnels are pretty straightforward. There's really only one way you can go, and then it will lead you out into the city. Now, you're going to have to be very careful. There are werewolf patrols and also dream eaters patrolling the cities, as well as the other guards that are loyal to him. So try... It's hard to tell the difference between the resistance guards and the guards that are loyal to Elzalor. We wear our armband a little lower on our arms than the others. It's the only way we can, you know, distinguish ourselves. So I guess try not to kill any guards unless you're sure that they're pieces of scum that betrayed the crown. So,
like a code word, like pumpernickel or something that tells you guys apart?
Well, you said something along the lines of long live Princess Raitress or something along those lines, I'm sure.
I feel like that's tipping your hand a little bit, don't you?
Well, we don't really have a code word, so no. We know each other.
No offense, I like you, but you got a really shittily planned resistance.
Look, the resistance in the city is better formed than I am. I have to keep a very low profile.
That's fair.
And the less I know...
I'm not trying to bust your balls, it's just like...
Yes, but think of it. The less that I know, the safer they are.
Fair enough. Compartmentalization, understand.
So.
That's what Vetinari do with their emotion.
Oh my god.
So are you ready to get this done?
Yep.
Do it.
So he teleports you to this worn down building. It's empty. There's one there. But as you step outside, you do see you're like up a little bit up on a cliffside, and there's like a switchback that goes down. And you can see in the distance from where he told you to look, you can see a cave in another mountainside. And you know that just on the other side of that small mountain range is the city of Evereska. And Elsa.
Yeah, I had been there once when I was younger. No.
You have been there a couple of times. Vero also told you that the castle has been kind of half destroyed and
aggressively remodeled.
Aggressively. That's actually a good way to explain it, yes. And that Elzalor kind of like had the people of Evereska build him this magnificent tower, kind of like in the rubble, surrounded by the old castle.
Oh, definitely destroying that.
So you travel the 30 minutes to the cave entrance, and you start your trek through these tunnels. So is there anything that you guys would like to do on your way through these tunnels? Because it's going to be a couple of hours walk.
We want to fight.
You want to fight?
Think of witticisms to say to Elzafuck.
It's like, you smell like real bad. Like,
I like to imagine Octa is actually trying to help. Yeah.
It's like,
pats Octa on the shoulder and says, and that's why you use a bow far enough away that they can't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're more intimidating when you're not talking. Not being mean, just a statement.
I think Octa doesn't think about it too hard and says, yeah, thank you. Thanks. Vic. I really appreciate it.
When you're actually, he would be, it's Victor, he'd be more tactful that. He'd be like, you know what, Octa, you're plenty intimidating when you're not talking.
She like flexes a little, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I have some words.
Often too many of them.
Sometimes, yes. I will impale him upon this pike and watch his Soleil roast him alive.
You that'll get the word roast?
Yeah.
That will be at the very end of the proceedings.
Oh, let's not get the sacrificial cart before the horse.
Oh, Trayvok, I may need to borrow your tools later.
I'll wield my own tools, thank you, but I do take commission.
I think.
I don't know if you take commission for what I'm going to be using.
I have bagpipes.
I don't think he's going to let you use them.
I have bagpipes.
Not sure that serves the purpose I need, but.
Victor starts playing bagpipes badly.
Never mind. Provide the soundtrack.
Look, if you can play an instrument well, then you can play it even worse on purpose.
I think as we're kind of like trekking through these caves, I think Octa's just like fumbling through her inventory, looking at stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, what is this to? And opens up a box, takes out like a little raven figurine and just kind of like tosses in the air. But I believe I can summon a raven familiar.
You can. You are using the box of familiars finally
for the first time ever.
Yeah. It's like the second time it's ever been used. Period.
Right.
And we've like, had it for like a year and a half.
So long, you've had this
like a mouth one.
Yeah, I was looking at this like, you know, I guess it might be handy to have this. I don't know. If I'll use it much, but mimicry, ravens can mimic sounds it is heard. That might be useful.
But does a raven have dark vision?
It's perception +3.
We have an orb for that.
Yeah, we have an orb for that. I don't necessarily think the raven is flying around. I think the raven is probably sitting on my shoulder.
Oh, okay. Let me move you guys to the tunnels.
Neat.
Joey, I would like to have control of my character.
Oh, I know what the problem is. Hold on. It's because they're on the wrong layer. You should be able to move your tokens now.
Victor says, I'm intimidating in the back.
I know you have almost as high as AC as
Darkris, now is not the time. You know I can burn fires hot enough to even... Well, that's even hotter right now.
So, you guys have been walking in these tunnels for probably about 3 hours.
Damn. Investigation.
Gandalf, are we lost?
Are we still going in the correct direction?
No, it's that way.
Give me a nature check or a survival check. You haven't seen really any, like, offshoots or anything. And, like, the offshoots that you did see just kind of, like, led to dead ends.
About a 22 on.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, it's pretty good. You can tell that you are, as far as you can tell, still going in the right direction. There's only been one direction of the tunnel, so unless you literally did a 180 and started walking the other way, you're good.
Octa, any sign?
I mean, I'm not great at checking that, but I can check that. I'm a ranger, not a rogue.
Got more experience.
Yes, that's fair. I rolled a 10 for checking for...
Well, my favorite so far...
I would also like to check for traps. That's going to be what? Perception?
Yep.
I don't know what a trap is. 7.
Hey, look at that. Look at that. I'm checking for traps, and I got a natural 20 in this fucking tunnel.
Okay. You do not see any traps in this tunnel.
Abby would like to let it be known that she's using her orb, by the way.
Abby is using her orb. Dope. Because, let's see, I don't know who all... Let's see, Victor has dark vision. Trayvok has dark vision. You don't have dark vision? Oh, not anymore? Yes.
Yeah, wait, no, I do. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could have sworn you had dark vision. You also have... Charlie, Yarkris, and Victor also still have inspiration. Yarkris does not have dark vision, and Charlie doesn't have dark vision. I think they're the only two that don't have it. But it doesn't matter, because Charlie has orb. So, how far ahead do you go? Ah, yes. Artemis or the Raven?
The Raven. No, I'm not putting Artemis in danger.
Okay. I see how it is.
That's a good question.
My Raven doesn't have dark vision, though.
Yeah.
It also doesn't have a name. So therefore,
yeah,
worse.
Yeah,
it is just Raven.
Did you bring Artemis?
Awesome in safekeeping.
I feel like probably.
Well, is Artemis safer with you or safer?
I feel like safer with us because here's the thing: if this goes wrong, it's not like Elzalor is going to leave our house alone.
Yeah, Artemis. This entire time, owls have dark vision. I don't care what D&D says. Owls have fucking dark vision.
Yeah. It might not be vision, but they're hearing. They know what's up.
But he's still just, you know, riding on Victor's shoulder. I'm a big, brave boy.
Yeah, you are.
I just imagine, I can definitely see Victor teaching Artemis that chant.
Yep.
So, you guys walk further, checking for traps, keeping an eye on things. And eventually, you come across, you can see about that far.
There's beds.
Okay. They do look tousled, though. Okay.
Try to sneak up.
Roll stealth.
Do we all need to roll stealth, or is it just Celaea sneaking?
I think just Celaea's being sneaky.
Okay, I'm going to stealth.
So the tunnel opens up into this cavern. There are rather large stalagmites here and here and here around the room. You see 7 beds that are in various states of unmade. And it looks like they've been thrown about. Pillows on the floor, sheets thrown about. And then there is a campfire that is out. And it looks like it has been out for a while. Surrounded by a couple of stools. And that's also the pots on the ground. And it looks as though either the people that were here left in a hurry, or the place has been tossed.
Considering the state of this room, I am doubting that they're waiting. Because remember, the coals, as the DM put it, the coals have been out.
Okay, give me an investigation check.
20.
Oh, yeah. You make a quick find of a backpack, actually, right here in between these two beds. And inside of the backpack, you find a small, what appears to be a journal. And it appears to have belonged to a young elven woman, and she is recounting, just kind of like skimming through, but going to like the last page, you can tell that she was part of another small group of people that were trying to run away from Evereska and the tyranny of Elzalor. Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
All right. You get to about here. Everybody get to where you want to be.
Does my passive give me a warning?
Yeah, to an extent. Okay, we'll put Artemis with you. Why is Charlie sideways?
I was just about to ask the same question.
Let's fix confused. That. Okay.
Charlie's unconscious. She just fell over.
She napping.
She be napping. You hear Yarkris with your ridiculously stupid passive perception of fucking 20.
I do everything.
Charlie's is ridiculous. Charlie's is worse. Charlie's is a 21.
Jesus fuck.
So with your two passive perceptions, you can hear the sound of scuttling, but it's like metallic on like metal on stone. But also the sound of footsteps clicking through the hallway. And
is that all the further we can?
No, I'm about to show you. Oh, and okay. Coming around the curve in the tunnel, you see Thalia.
Oh, fuck me.
And
yep. Ready to action, breath weapon.
She is flanked by these three giant metallic looking spiders.
Series of Team Rocket battles periodically.
Looks like you found companions with just as much warmth and heart as you, Thea.
Oh,
sick burn, Vic.
Always quick with a comeback, Victor.
Unsettling words.
Not a comeback if I got the first word.
Look, I don't care what you do with Averasca. I'm just here.
Good, then get out of our way.
But I do care about some of the things that you're carrying.
Yeah, so, you're not going to get those.
Yeah, no. Compelled Dull.
Look, you can give me the vestiges or I can take them from you by force. It's your choice.
Yeah, no. Here, counteroffer. We flay you alive.
As the party is just, like, foaming at the mouth, pissed at Thalia, Trayvon, you see him do this breathing exercise that he just learned this morning, and he... I guess I'll move my token because I am stepping forward. And he steps forward to, like, very leveled, calmly greet Thalia and just be like, I see you still don't understand the concept of not being wanted. And then just, like,
Jesus Christ.
No, that's fine.
I slap Yorkris on the back, and I'm giving you haste.
Oh.
Okay, oh. Well. I can see where this is going. Kill them. And then she turns her back, and these three scuttling spiders come running at you.
And all.
Okay.
Yorkris, go get them, boy.
Go ahead, roll.
Okay, what is it?
It's a save.
What kind of a save?
Wisdom.
Oh, okay. That's... Okay. Wisdom.
Vic, that will be... Thing.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
That's
Hold on, wait.
Yeah, Chris, I'm not going to metagame and tell you how to live your life, but I think we learned in your dream that she has advantage at minimum on wisdom saves.
So I'm going to go ahead and, I guess, pop an unsettling word.
Okay.
We're all going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not bright, but it is very much... Funny enough, Thalia, all of us are in a pretty bad mood right now, and most of it's not about you. I'm actually gonna go ahead and figure that Thalia not being our probably should count.
Okay. That's like, fine.
I don't know. She'd be egotistical.
She kinda is, yeah. A little bit. Okay. So that's a 16.
I don't think
meets beats,
be right.
God damn it.
Oh man, I don't think she was gonna
I know, it was close.
That was close, yeah. Ah, it's already done. She just kind of, like, waves off your silly little spell. And
duck us forever.
No, it was more of a taunt, really.
That's fine. And starts walking out of the tunnel while these scuttling metal spider things come running at you. And...
No, you're so powerful that you can't do your own dirty work. You're afraid of six mere mortals. Ah! And you think you're going to take over something. What a pathetic bitch.
She looks over her shoulder with a smirk. If I wanted you all dead, you'd be dead by now.
Then bring it.
Oh my god.
You still have use to me.
Not really. We're not giving you anything. Ever.
Trayvon makes a mental note to teach the party some breathing exercises after that.
I've got a breathing exercise. You might want to move.
She kind of like half turns and looks back at you. All right, if you want to fight, then I'll fight. And because that is...
Do you remember how she destroyed Castle?
Nope, too late. She's going to fight now. And that's where we're going to call it for the night.
So. Next episode, the party dies.
Yeah, I'm really glad we're about to blow a bunch of resources on her prior to our giant raid on the big bad castle.
Yeah.
That's definitely not going to be bad for us in any way.
Whoa. Can I just say that, like, Charlie has no beef with Thalia technically yet? Like, I have not talked to her. We have not had a one-on-one best friendy dream session yet. And I am not engaging in this fight because I saw the aftermath of the castle and I'm like, fuck.
Nah. I'll
just make myself invisible and walk away with Victor if I need to.
Talk shit, yeah, get Vic hit.
All Vic did was talk and significantly less shit than Yarkris and Slaya. Because again, look, he's like, I'll toss out an unsettling words, but I will also dip. Like,
Yarkris, like, is pissed.
Slaya is about to murder anything that.
You can certainly try. All right. Well, I hope we all had a good session. That was fun. I wasn't intending for Thalia to be in this fight, but you know what? You talked shit. So let's bring it.
We're gonna get hit.
Talk shit, get hit. All right.
I have a big feeling I fucked around and I'm gonna find out.
The more you fuck around, the more you find out. It's just pure science. All right, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you in the next one. Remember, stay weird.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inspirational Crits. My name is Joey, and I'm the DM. Our players include Abby as Charlie, Aaron as Saleya, Havoc as Yarkris, Alex as Trayvok, Geek as Victor, and Zach as Okta. We'll catch you in the next one. Remember, stay weird.
Can we recall Moon Moon? Maybe he'll fight for us now.
Moon Moon's
dead. I sent him into space. I didn't brainwash him.
Well, Moon, yes, but maybe he'll worship us as gods after you did that.
Moon Moon was a puddle on the ground the last time we saw him. Literally. Not figuratively, literally a puddle. Or did you forget the Yarkris shooting star maneuver?
Yes, I actually did. I just remember I can show you the world. Fly, wolf, fly.
Victor made me fly, and...
Oh, right, the pile drive of...
Yeah. Yeah.